We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, how are you, good neighbor? Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I'm so delighted to be with you. What a great day this is going to be. And I hope that it'll be a great day for you. Here's the great song. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. You know, I haven't heard that song in a while, and I know we used to sing it all the time around here. Oh, I thank God for a church with a sweet spirit. Let's have the singer sing.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the
a sweet, sweet spirit. Do you have a sweet spirit in your church? Do you? Come on now. Every church ought to have a sweet. You know, this business, I'm dealing with preachers across this nation. They're having trouble with their deacons. Shame on you, deacons. You've got a good pastor. He's trying his best. Why are you trying to control him? Why are you trying to control? Leave him alone. Just pray for him. Pray for him. Pray every day that God will give him wisdom and strength and courage. Pray for him every single day. Don't battle your pastor. No. Don't lay your hand against the pastor, the man of God. I promise you, you'll regret it. You will regret it. Here's a song that sounds like home to me. Evangelist Mark Rogers is singing for us. Go ahead, my brother. That sounds like home to me.
Somewhere just across the Jordan River is a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the tree of life is blooming there. Sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me.
They say their mansion's there inside that city, a crystal river flowing by the tree of life. Disappointments there to hurt us, and Jesus Christ Himself will be the light. That sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill. As we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be, that sounds like home to me. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be.
Yesterday we saw chapter 3, verse 17, but whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need, shutteth up his bowels of mercy, compassion on him. How dwelt the love of God in him? That's a good question. We got finished with the broadcast yesterday. I said to Brother Jules, it's more blessed to give, Brother Jewel, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And certainly I hope you're a giving person. Well, today we're in chapter 3, verse 20. Look at verse 20 and 21. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. You know, I don't know how you are, but everybody has a weakness in their life. Everybody does. Your weakness may be this or that. This is my weakness right here. My heart can so quickly condemn myself. Oh my goodness. They say, a lady came to me years ago. You're so proud. You just think you're the, and quite frankly, she was so off base. I have the opposite. I don't feel worthy. And I fight this all the time. I have my whole life. I'm here. I'm an old man, and I'm still fighting it. I never felt like I was good enough or whatever. Now, I love the Lord. I love my people. Oh, how I love these people. But my battle's been myself. Maybe that's not you. Maybe God, but he says, if our heart condemns us, my heart condemns me. I feel like, okay, Jack, you didn't read your Bible enough. You didn't pray enough. You didn't soul win enough. You've not worked hard enough. You're not, and I work all the time. I literally work around the clock. I work all the time. I serve the Lord. I read my Bible. I pray. I try to pass tracts to everybody. I do everything I can, but my heart still condemns me. Well, God's greater than my heart. I'm so thankful for that. You know, I battled this when I got saved. I got saved as a little boy, and I'd still had a temper. Oh, I had a temper. And I'd get mad at people. I'd get mad at my sisters in particular. Not really people, just my sisters. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Sisters are evil. They're evil. You know that, right? But I'd get upset with my sisters, and they were both so sweet. They were both, my one sister's in heaven, my other sister's alive here in Florida, but I just had sweet sisters, but I'd get mad at them. Well, you know, I'd go to bed at night, and I'd say, Lord, I'd lay in my little bed. I'd say, Lord, if I did not mean it when I got saved in 1956, if I did not mean that, 70 years ago this fall, if I did not mean that, I really mean it today. I want to get saved. And so, Lord, and I'd battle that night after night after night, year after year, because my heart would condemn me. But there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful truth today? Are you saved? Do you know the Lord is your Savior? If you're saved, well then, if you're saved, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than the heart. I had to come to the assurance of my salvation that I'm absolutely sure that if I died today, I'd go to heaven. I know that. I know that. You know, one thing that separates me from God is sin. And so when I'd get mad, I'd get upset, I would think bad words in my heart as a little boy. Well, that would separate fellowship. That would not separate sonship. I'm a child of the King, and I know that. And the flesh, you're going to battle from all the way from earth to glory. You're going to battle all the way to glory. And one day, all troubles will be over. All fight will be over. All this business of doubting your salvation be over. Thank God for His grace, for His mercy. And He reached down and He saved you, and He put your name in the book of life and gave you eternal life. Eternal means eternal. You'll never perish. You'll never die. Your sins, and you're going to still sin. You're going to still have the old Adamic nature. That's why you confess your sins. Why? To restore fellowship. My dad would spank me, then always leave me in the room. And when I got done, he goes, come out, son, when you're ready. I'd come out and say, okay, I'm sorry, Dad. He goes, why don't you go back in your room and think about it some more? When I came back and said, Dad, I'm so sorry. Well, that's what he wanted. He wanted that fellowship restored. Father, we thank you for the fact that if our heart condemns us, God, you're greater than our heart. And I pray your blessing upon our wonderful friends and listeners today. Give them a good day as they seek to live for thee and uplift your name and honor your name. Help us to pass tracts today and be soul winners for the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to pray and read our Bibles. We pray this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.